Welcome to Big Blue Hits, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with Roman Oben. Roman, team starts off 0-3. It's a difficult time for the New York Giants and especially their fans. By the way, phone lines are open, 201-939-4513. Hosted a show this morning with Paul Dottino, so there's a lot of fans out there who want to vent.
Right.
But what's the mentality of this team right now? You've played in the league, I'm sure. Did you ever start off 0-3?
Well, ironically, the last time the Giants were 0-3 was my rookie year. Dan Reeves' last year was my rookie year. So me, Imani Toomer, I was in that draft class. I blocked for Dave Brown. And there were the Giants era was really the dead period, whatever they call it. And I think the Giants have definitely gone away from that. And it's not that type of season. But again, it's not fun being 0-3 no matter what.
So you've been in the situation.
Right.
So kind of share with us, what's the mentality of the guys in the locker room right now? The trends, everything you hear about teams who historically have started 0-3 typically don't make it to the playoffs. So what's going through the minds of the players in that locker room right now, Roman?
Well, I think the odds are obviously against you, going to the playoffs if you start off 0-3, because now you've got, 11 weeks or whatever, 14 games to try to win 9 of those or whatever the numbers are. But, again, you look at the numbers of teams that went to the playoffs. They've got to play some really good football down the stretch, and it starts with a really tough team in Kansas City who's playing out of this world, and at home especially.
Again, we're going to start fielding your calls, 201-939-4513. I believe Izzy is up. But before we do get to that, our Adorama news of the day, and this is unfortunate because I really like this young man a lot, and that's Henry Hanoski, fullback. Henry Hanoski has been placed on IR today with a shoulder injury. But good news is the team went out and signed fullback John Connor. If anybody watched the Cincinnati Hard Knocks, you're smiling. Did you watch it? I love Hard Knocks. I'm addicted to it. But you got a little taste of who this young man is coming in and what he can do and how he can help this offense. Your thoughts on the signing of Connor?
Well, I think John Connor, as a fullback, represents the physicality that's definitely needed in the running game. And you look at his time with the Jets, when they were in that, ground and pound era, having a fullback, having someone that was really good, coming through those A and B gaps, seeking out those linebackers, opening up holes for the running backs, that's a part of a running game, having a fullback. So John Connor represents an era where the fullback was relevant in the NFL. Again, he doesn't have a ton of rushing yards or limited, but he's 5'11", 250. He's a load, and he can go out and seek linebackers. He can chip. He can block. He's here for a purpose and a reason. I think that's part of what's been missing up to this point of the season.
Again, Big Blue Hits Live. This is a show for you, the fans, Big Blue Nation. 201-939-4513. I do want to get into some other players who are injured, did not practice today, but let's hit up our fans first. So we kick off the show with Ozzy. Ozzy, welcome. You're on with Roman Oben. Ozzy, you there? Unfortunately.
Hello?
Ozzy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. How are you?
All right. Good.
What's your question?
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just want to make a quick comment, and I got a question. Look, if we could have 11 on offense and 12 and 11 on defense, if Antrell Roll, we'll be in great shape. He's a leader, and he leads by his presence. He's an unbelievable giant in my eyes. Question I have, signing Connor. What is the purpose of signing a fullback when your offensive line still is not making holes? You're talking about A gap and B gap. How's Connor going to help? How's he going to get through your offensive line?
Ozzy, thanks for the phone call. Roman?
Well, as I mentioned before you asked the question, that you've got to understand what John Connor does on the field. And he's a physical presence. Again, 250 pounds. The Giants don't have a lot of guys, outside of Hanoski, what would have been his role. They don't have a lot of guys that can line up in the backfield and go block a linebacker, chip on third down. So, yeah, the O-line does have to get better. That's obvious. But, again, John Connor serves a purpose on this team offensively. That's desperately been missing, and that's needed for Sunday.
Also, keep in mind, at the tight end position, Brandon Myers is more of a receiving tight end.
Right.
It's Bear Pasco.
Right.
So Bear Pasco is this kind of hybrid fullback tight end. Now you have to bring another fullback so that if you need Pasco on the line to help with pass protect, you have it.
Yeah, it gives you better options in personnel, what you can do.
Right.
And I think it won't be so predictable as people think. People think, okay, here comes Connor, the fullback. Now it's 3rd and 1. Now it's 2nd and 1. They're going to have to run the ball. But I think Connor, he's a lot more versatile and more athletic than people give him credit for. But what his role has been in the league thus, at this point is just serving as that pure fullback, 1950s football. I mean, that's what's, again, that's what's needed on this team offensively.
Ozzie also mentioned Antrell Roll and the mentality and the swagger. I like that word. And the swagger that he brings to this team.
Right.
How important is that to have in the locker room, Roman?
It's important, but I think people need to understand, Giants fans need to understand that there's different types of leadership. There's lead by example guys, and I think the Giants have a lot of those, you know, lead by example guys on this team. And then you've got guys that are just emotional leaders, you know, and obviously Antrell Roll, he's from the U, he's from Miami, so he's got that kind of Miami, you know, panache or bravado, whatever you call it, and that's what helps him play better. But it's not like that's not the only way to get it done. I mean, it really comes back to execution and playing with passion, and I think that's what's been missing. So emotions are one thing, but execution, playing with passion, and that's it.
Some injuries on the offensive line, some shuffling going on. We'll get to that when we return. Also, Ernest, you're first up, 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, Roman Oben, and of course, you, Big Blue Nation, Giants fans, as the Giants unfortunately start the season 0-3 and a big task and game ahead of them on Sunday. They have to travel to Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, are 3-0. Phone lines are open. 201-939-4513 is the phone number, and we've got a full bank. So why don't we rock and roll with our callers?
Let's do it.
All right. So we go to Ernest calling in from Connecticut. Ernest, welcome. What's your question?
Yes, well, I have a couple of things, but thank you for having me, and thank you for the show. I just want to ask a couple of questions. One, don't you think that Kevin Gilbright needs to change some of those plays? He keeps running those same old predictable plays that are not working, and he expects for them to work. I don't know why he keeps playing the same things over and over again that's not working. And the second thing is, why not use Brandon Jacobs as a fullback from time to time and use one of those younger running backs to play scat back? Can't they alternate that? Wouldn't that be a better choice?
Ernest, thank you for your call, and thank you for your show participation. Let's kick it off with Gilbride, because this is a question that I'm kind of curious about. If you know that the offensive line is not giving Eli Manning 3 seconds, and let's say the average quarterback in the NFL needs 3 seconds, and that's obviously you've got a 5 or 7 step drop, Eli's not getting that, okay? So why not kind of change, put put an offensive scheme together that you can have success with? And I know a lot of times they call it dink and dunk. Why not change to that, Roman?
Well, one thing, no coach goes into a game plan saying, okay, we're going to get sacked six times in the first three series of the game. I mean, you can't draw that up. There's an expectation that the stuff you put in during the week is stuff that works, stuff that you know guys are going to do. They went to Carolina and got beaten by four D linemen. It wasn't Dick LeBeau out there on the other sideline. So I think you can say, you know, 3 seconds is not a lot of time. 3 seconds is a snap, and by the time you pump the ball, that's like a slant bubble screen. I mean, that's three seconds.
That's what most quarterbacks average.
Okay, but you can't lead. You can't live and die by dinking and dunking. I think the running game, you know, the quick slants, then you hold it, you know, for some of the deeper routes. I mean, it's all part of the same plan. I mean, Kevin Gilbride, I mean, the offense has been more successful under Kevin Gilbride than any coordinator in Giants history. So the plays have worked, and when they do work, it's not a problem with the play calling. When players aren't executing, it's the play calling. So I think it's interesting that fans, and you know, any team I've been on, it's always been the same gripe. When the players are working, you're going deep all the time, you're starting off play action, oh, that's a great play. But when it's not working, the quarterback's, you know, getting some pressure, then it's the play calling. No, guys that are out there, the 11 guys, have to all do their jobs. I think that's the level of accountability I think that's really needed to understand the problems these first couple weeks of the season.
What about the thought of Brandon Jacobs playing fullback?
Brandon Jacobs is not primarily a fullback. He is a running back. He's 260, obviously.
I think because of his size, people look at him.
He's a good blocker on third down, you know, a shotgun. He's a good personal protector of the quarterback.
Right.
But he's not traditionally a fullback, and he's never really played that role. I mean, he's good short yardage, you know, that blue collar, those tough yards you need. I mean, that's where he's made a living in his 9 years in the NFL. Not at the fullback position.
And in regard to why this team is struggling rushing the ball, and this is some of the analysts that have said this about David Wilson, is that he doesn't have a lot of wiggle. He's the type of running back that needs a hole. The offensive line needs to create holes for him in order for him to have success.
I mean, you saw a couple of plays last week. There's one in particular where there's three, four guys in the backfield when David Wilson is getting the ball, and he's scrambling and running and juking. I mean, it's like a punt return back there just to get back to the line of scrimmage. So David Wilson has the ability to be a home run hitter at the running back position. That's why they brought him here. But again, you got to expect there to be a hat on a hat. I mean, that's an expectation of an NFL offensive lineman. You've got to get a hat on a hat and sustain your block. And if the running back can at least get to the line of scrimmage, he'll get 2 or 3 yards. If you've got a legitimate hole, he might get 15, 20, or 80 yards, as we saw in the Jets game. And then let's not forget, there was a call that was returned because of a holding call around the left side by Will Beatty. I mean, that was showing that Dave Wilson can run off tackle. That was an off tackle play that he got called back for a touchdown. That would have done numbers for the confidence of this running game and the offensive line as a whole.
All right. As I said earlier, some offensive linemen unfortunately did not practice today. David Boss and Chris Snee. Boss dealing with a neck, Snee with a hip. So some shuffling on the offensive line. I guess the good news is David Deal did participate, although limited, in practice today. But there's a chance that we might see Booth or Jim Cordo at center against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and if you look at down the line, you know, Adrian Robinson, some of those guys. I mean, some guys are just out today, and Tom Coughlin said in the press conference that some of those guys will maybe practice tomorrow, and then you have to monitor them throughout the week. And a guy like, you know, Terrell Thomas or at the bottom, because of his knee, you've got to kind of manage him. So.
All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Kevin from Pennsylvania, you are first up. Our phone lines are still open. Roman Oben and Anita Marks taking your calls, talking everything Big Blue, 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
Yeah, turn everybody in.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Friday, get ready for this week's showdown against the Chiefs with Giants First and 10. The 10 things you need to know before the G-men take the field in Kansas City.
Touchdown,
what's New York's plan to get back on track?
There goes David Wilson.
What are the keys to deliver Andy Reid his first loss in KC?
He's got through. 20, 10.
Plus, an exclusive interview with Tom Coughlin, Bob Papa, Carl Banks, Harry Carson, and Roman Oben. Tackle it all. Giants First and 10, Friday night at 10 on MSG Plus.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, Roman Oben. Phone lines are still open. 201-939-4513, the phone number. And Roman, we really have a full bank of calls. So there's so many topics I want to discuss with you, but obviously
let's get it.
This is a show for Giants fans. So let's head out to Pennsylvania. Kevin is first up. Kevin, welcome to the program. What's your question for Roman?
Yeah, how you guys doing? I'm just wondering your opinion on why the Giants don't run on more no-huddle offense. The offense seems to thrive when they do that. Also, if you guys know anything about, you know, the guy on the Giants, you know, having, like, Moore and the other rookie help out with the pass rush.
Thank you for your call, Kevin. No huddle. Why don't we see more of it?
I think we need to see more of it. Sean O'Hara and I had this discussion at the end of the game against Carolina, saying, you know, no huddle and just going into a game with those high-percentage plays, a couple of those quick-hitting plays, the three-step drops. I mean, that gives you some sense of rhythm offensively. So I think no huddle is something we might see on Sunday just to give the offense some rhythm.
Roman, let's talk about Eli Manning. As I said earlier today, I hosted a show with Paul Dottino, and we field a ton of calls of Giants fans that are just very disappointed in Eli Manning, the fact that he has 7 interceptions so far this season, and really calling out for him. But talk about the importance of an offensive line. Talk about the mentality of a quarterback when he is under so much duress. And where you think Eli Manning is right now mentally?
I think Eli Manning is a very strong and tough mental quarterback. And just because of his, you know, his demeanor alone shows you that nothing frazzles him. And whether it's coming back from a few interceptions, you know, coming right back out there and throwing a touchdown on the same play they threw an interception on. So he's a really mentally tough quarterback. But again, you know, you've got to be able to square your shoulders in line of scrimmage, plant your feet, and get rid of that football, especially when you've got the weapons the Giants have on the perimeter. And Eli Manning's not traditionally known as a guy who can scramble and make plays out of the pocket. He needs protection. So, unfortunately, the interceptions, some of those have become at the result of, you know, miscommunication between the receiver and the quarterback. But a lot of those have come, some of them have been forced throws. Some of them have been, he hasn't even been able to throw the ball because he's getting hit as soon as he plants his feet. So, it all works together. I mean, you do have a quarterback in Eli Manning and this Giants team that is very capable of a 400-yard passing day, 5 touchdowns, and what have you.
It has to be so frustrating because when you look at this offense and you look at the talent on this offense, I mean, Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, Reuben Randall, Brandon Myers, David Wilson in open space. I mean, the sky's the limit. So it must be so frustrating that he just can't get the ball to his targets.
Yeah, and I think the biggest travesty with this the team with this record right now, the Giants are not the Cleveland Browns or Jacksonville Jaguars or the Oakland Raiders. I mean, they're a team that has the tools to get it done, and they're just not getting it done physically, and they're not getting it done just mentally to just know how to do certain things on the field. So 0-3 is what it is. But again, they are a lot better than their record, you know, whatever that means. But they should be executing a lot more than they have, and that's going to help everyone. Eli Manning, the receivers, O-line, everybody.
Well, hopefully they could turn around this Sunday at Arrowhead against the Kansas City Chiefs. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. We go to Georgia. Nana is joining us on the program. Nana, Roman.
Hi.
Hi, Nana.
Hi. Well, I'm calling because I see lots of concerns. First of all, I'm really upset about the way the offensive line has been playing, and I feel like that falls back on the coaches and Jerry Reese, because I don't think he do a good job at bringing in offensive linemen, and I feel like there needs to be a big change in the whole Giants organization, because we constantly go and have these problems.
Nana, thank you. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. Let's talk about the offensive line and the personnel there. How does this team, how do they turn it around, Roman?
I think one thing that, you know, fans need to understand is that the Giants offense has at their peak, when O'Hara and Seibert and Snai and McKenzie and all those guys were in deal, were playing well, they were playing well as a unit. You didn't have to sign a first-round pick or some guy out of Iowa to come in and, as a rookie and make this improvements in these lines. So you've had a lot of line offensive line, Kevin Booth, for example, guys that have really just come through the ranks and just improve and get better. I mean, that was the hope for a lot of guys on this team, a lot of the younger guys, a lot of the backups. Brewer, for example. I mean, that's been the hope of these guys. But, again, a team that is successful at certain positions like O-line, like linebackers, you're bringing in the guys that work that can work well within the system. And I think there still is a belief that the guys they're bringing in this team, on offensive line in particular, can be successful in our system.
Well, as we said, one positive thing from today is that David Deal was back at practice, although limited, back at practice, and there's some big hopes that maybe he can suit up and play against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. We're going to take a quick break as we do enjoy this fun little piece. Prince Amukamara and his sister took a trip to Africa. Let's see all that went on. We'll be right back.
My name is Prince Amukamara. I'm the cornerback for the New York Giants.
Intercepted by Prince Amukamara, the rookie.
I'm getting ready to take off to Nigeria. The purpose is for my sister's wedding, and I haven't been back in 10 years. So it should be an exciting trip, and thank you guys for following along on this journey.
After an 11-hour cross-continental flight from New York to Africa, Prince found himself in his homeland of Nigeria, where it was time to go visit with family in preparation for the big wedding.
Most of my mom's and dad's original immediate family is in Nigeria. So, I mean, just seeing them and just seeing how they interact with them is just great. And just playing with the kids that live in our village, I think that is pretty awesome.
Woo! Interception!
See the NY shirt? Repping.
This is the crib right here. Walking to the crib. It's Pops.
See my gosh.
Okay.
Hi, NFL players. This is Prince's sister. Yes, I'm the one getting married. I'm the one doing the traditional wedding.
On our way to the wedding, got Big Damo, my boy Edward, my dad's security guard, okay, Osta, the groom.
And then your choice, Sam. How would that be?
What's that?
My mom. You see me right here? You know, I've got the right bow tie for the occasion.
My oldest sister, Princess, was getting married. And in our culture, you have two weddings. So she had, I think what they call like an American wedding, like which is like in the church. And then we had a traditional wedding, which is back in our village with all our traditional garb. And that was fun. We have a lot of different rituals or just cultural activities that we do within the wedding. So one of them was my sister would come out and she has like a couple of like dancers dancing out in front of her. And that's like the introduction, like we're bringing out the bride. And I think just the dancing, I think that's just really huge in our culture. There's one called like the money dance. That's just how like they help just get their money for whatever they need. And she was just dancing and everyone was just spraying money on her. The favorite part of the whole trip, just seeing people that you haven't seen in over a decade, is just great.
I kind of dig the collect the money dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, as you know,
I'm all about collect the money dance.
As you know, I was born in Cameroon, which is a neighboring country of Nigeria, and I remember doing my wedding they did that for my wife. And
oh, that's neat.
I was going to, like, put gum on the bottom of my shoes and, like, kind of drag the money, put some bills in my pocket, but it didn't quite work out that way.
Let's continue with our calls. Again, you're watching Big Blue Hits Live. Anita Marks, Roman Oven, 201-939-4513. We go all the way to North Dakota. Eric, wow. Welcome to the show. You're on with Roman Oven.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Hey, Rick.
My two questions is this. David Deal, is he going to play this Sunday? And can we just bring Michael Boley back? I don't know if that's possible.
Well, I don't know if, Boley, he's not even in the league anymore, is he? I don't think he's even on a roster right now. No, he's not on any roster in the league. And with Deal, I mean, the fact that Deal is back probably a week or two earlier than his six-week diagnosis back in training camp is really a positive for the Giants. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, could fight for some legitimate playing time.
Have you ever had to try to play with one hand?
Yeah, I played in Tampa. I broke my hand on Thursday practice and played with a club against the Cowboys.
How was that?
It was not very comfortable.
No? Didn't work out for you?
No, it didn't work out for me. I gave up a sack to the guy in the Under Armour commercials who's, let's build this, whatever, that guy.
Eric
Abogo, yeah.
Yes.
So that's not
frightening that we both know who that is.
Yeah.
201-939-4513. Let's talk about Kansas City. Andy Reid makes his way from Philadelphia to Kansas City, so a familiar foe for the Giants. Are you seeing any similarities, what he's doing offensively with Alex Smith that you saw him do in Philadelphia with Michael Vick?
Well, I think he's simplifying, you know, in his first year in that system in Kansas City, he's simplifying things a little bit. I mean, Alex Smith, who was known for being a safe passer and never took a lot of risks, but that's what Andy Reid wants. I know Doug Peterson is the offensive coordinator, but Andy Reid is really the offensive coordinator. And he's found a way to maximize his abilities on offense, especially when you have a guy like Jamaal Charles behind you and you got some good weapons on the outside. And I think that offense is going to continue to build and become what he did in Philadelphia. But this is a defensive-led team that has a good, solid running attack, and they do short throws and some of the things that people say that Eli Manning should be doing. But short throws, good protection, they're solid up front, and they don't turn the ball over, and that's why they're 3-0.
Well, that's why I find Alex Smith a very interesting quarterback in the NFL because he doesn't woo you. You know, he's not one of those guys that you're just like, he puts the game on his back and he wins it for you. But he's such a cerebral quarterback, and he's very intelligent. Zero turnovers so far this season. And he's a little deceiving in that he's a lot more athletic than what most people think. If you look back to his college days, he played at Utah for Urban Meyer.
Right.
Really impressive. Very athletic quarterback, but you just wouldn't assume that.
Well, he's a second leading rusher on the team.
Right.
A lot of people forget that. I mean, Jamaal Charles is averaging like 5.3 yards a carry, but Alex Smith is a second leading rusher on the team, so he will tuck it and run. I mean, you're not going to see pistol formations and all that and read options, but he will tuck it and run if that pass rush starts to spread and get behind him. I mean, he's very capable of getting, you know, five or more yards every time he runs the football.
Also, their number one wide receiver is Dwayne Bowe. He had one reception for 4 yards against the Eagles on Thursday night. Donnie Avery has really become the favorite target for Alex Smith, which is pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, and it all goes along with that system, Andy Reid's system. And it's like anybody's life. It could be receiver, tight end, a back. You know, go back to Jamaal Charles. I mean, he's a leading rusher and receiver of this team. So they know how to utilize the back. So there's some familiarities with what Andy Reid does offensively. But, I mean, it all starts and ends with Jamaal Charles, who, when he got that job, I mean, that was one position he didn't have to worry about, and that's running back Jamaal Charles.
Yeah, and again, you touched on it just a hot second ago, that he actually leads this team in receptions. He's the running back is their best wide receiver.
Yeah, and again, you don't have too many power backs in this league that can actually catch the ball and get that many receptions. Usually running back that catches the ball that many times is usually more of a David Wilson type or, you know, LaDain Thompson. But he's a power back who catches a lot of balls, which is a plus for any offense. He creates mismatches between the tackles and on the outside.
Good stuff, Roman. It was a fun show. I want to remind folks, we're here for you every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 4 p.m. right here on Giants.com. Tomorrow, you'll be hosting the show with
Paul Dottino.
I'll be joining you for a little fantasy football action. Also, a great interview I had with running back Brandon Jacobs today. You'll see that on the show tomorrow. So, still a lot more coming your way this week. Stay tuned to Giants.com. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Enjoy your evening.